You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. A whole bunch of great stuff to play for you this week in regards to Australian Underground. Not an entire episode like we've done in the past, but a lot of great stuff coming from that distant continent. So going to focus on that. And then we got a few... a few other things leading up to that, including a few things that I missed last year, released maybe 6 months or more ago, just catching up on a few things and running down a few year-end lists, and yeah, lots of great stuff to get through that escaped the ears of 2013. But first up here, we're going to start off with something nice and light here. This is White Fence. This is a Live in San Francisco record. Kind of a different side for White Fence, whose records tend to be on the solo and lo-fi end of things, whereas Live is a bit more raucous. He's got a full band and edging it up on the psychedelic end of things here. So now we're going to check out Mr. Adams going into Who Feels Right from the Live in San Francisco record. This is White Fence on the Pop Drones Show. tuned into the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. That last track there, The Bomber Jackets, a group out of the UK, two of the members, Russell Walker and Daniel Bulger, both from Pheromones, who we've played many, many times here on the past, a very prolific group. The two of them actually formed this group way back when, I believe, with Nick Void, who went on to greater fame and fortune with Factory Floor, who we've also played on the show here. Quite different music than what we're listening to there. But then the group took on the drumming skills of Sarah Detbligu, who drummed in Wet Dog, who we've also played on the show here in the past, a sort of a post-punk revival group. Anyways, she left and has been replaced by plug drummer Sean Dorer, who took up the electronic drums for the group, and a whole bunch of cassettes, lathes, and 7-inches kind of came out over the last couple years for groups like Night People and Night School. But this is their first LP on Alter Records, and the album's called The Lister, and that track there was called City of Switches. Cold Beat before that, the somewhat new project from Hannah of Grass Widow, and that track was called Year 5772 from The Worms, 12-inch released. I think that's actually her own label, called Crime on the Moon. And White Fence starting everything off today with Mr. Adams and Who Feels Right from the Live in San Francisco LP, released on Castle Face. And that coincided with a Fuzz Live record released at the same time. Right now, we're going to switch gears here a little bit and get over to a little group here. Played a little bit from them in the past. They have a new LP. It's self-titled on Sorry State. The band is Whatever Brains. They are from Chapel Hill. And this track here is called Company Men. You're listening to Whatever Brains on the Pop Drones show.
Company men for morals back into the middle.
still tuned into the Pop Drones show. The last one there was from a Baltimore outfit, Multicult, with Stop Calling from their Spaces Tangled LP, released on Sleeping Giant Glossolalia. I can't even say that word right now. Yuppies with Worms from their self-titled LP, released on Dull Tools. That's a fairly new label, run by one of the guys from Parquet Courts, and Yuppies are from Omaha, and a local group, Industrial Priest Overcoats, with You Can Pull the Plug from their Defiant Mortals LP, released under their own Napkin Records label. You can catch Industrial Priest Overcoats playing as part of Winter Waste this Saturday at the Astoria. That's February 1st, with a whole slew of other bands, two stages, eight bands, $5 before 10 o'clock, whole whack of great bands, a lot of up-and-coming ones, and some old standbys. Maybe talk more about that later in the show. Sex Tide from Columbus, Ohio, with Beggar Beggar, from their LP Flashfuck, from the record label A Wicked Company. And they have a 7-inch due on Columbus Discount Records. We'll be playing that as soon as it comes out, I'm sure. And Gary Wrong Group, this is one of those late discoveries. This record came out, I believe, sometime in the summer, June or July 2013. It's called Nights of Misery. That track was called Paul and Christ, and a split release between Total Punk and Jethro Records. Gary Wrong Group features a former Wizard Sleeve member, and on this recording, it's actually got Quintron on it. And the Gary Wrong Group kind of alternates between Mobile, Alabama, and New Orleans, and I guess between those two places, the band changes. So I'm sure when he goes to New Orleans, Quintron is right there with him. Pretty good stuff from former Wizard Sleeve member Whatever Brains, starting off that set with Company Men from their self-titled LP on Sorry State. They are from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. All right, now we're going to get into a whole whack of new Australian releases that have come out last month or so. Some of these pretty new. Got a little sneak peek. I'm going to do a little swashbuckling hobo spotlight a little further into the set. Great, mostly punk based label, and they've been putting out a lot of sort of forward thinking and dumbed down punk rock, sort of hitting all bases there. Anyways, gonna start things off here a little mellow. This is the Stevens with their second LP, A History of Hygiene, and this track's called Worse Every Day. This is the Stevens on the Pop Drones show.
I'm
You are still listening to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9. We're about halfway through our little Australian spotlight. A whole whack of great new records in 7 inches just dropping recently. That one there from Aus Mutants, from their LP Amusements. That track was called Tinnitus. And released on Art Records. They are from Melbourne. TV Colors before that, with their track Run With Creeps, taken from the Purple Skies Toxic River LP, released on 18 Records. They are from Canberra. The Gooch Palms, a duo out of Newcastle, with False Identity from their recently released LP Novos, just issued on Anti-Fade Records. And Angie before that, probably best known as Angela Garrick from Circle Pit, Southern Comfort, Ruined Fortune, and Straight Arrows, playing bass in all those bands, most of which we've featured here in the past. A little solo record there from her. It's called Turning, and the track's called Parallels, and Stateside, Over This Way, Easter Bilby Records, which for the last couple of years was primarily a distributor of Australian records in the United States and into Canada, basically bringing a lot of that stuff from far, far away over to the mainland. So chances are, if you've got a Australian record in your possession, released on an Australian record label, it's probably coming from Easter Bilby. But yeah, releasing records on his own over in North America here. Canon before that with It's Cool, No Worries from there. 7-inch on Bon Voyage. They are from Brisbane. And the Stevens starting off that set with Worse Every Day from their LP, History of Hygiene, released on Chapter Music. Right now we're going to get into, I guess, the sort of a little bit more punky end of things. This band here just released a great LP called Solid Mates, released on Homeless Records. Deep Gelato is the name of the song, and I'm not even going to say the band name here. I think I've sworn enough today on the show. Anyways, it starts with a C and ends with a Z. We'll just leave it at that. Here they are with Deep Gelato on the Pop Drones Show.
We'll be right back. be the eyes upon me. I've been slaving away since 3:30. Oh yeah, I know I've got it in my head. Of course I know how to.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Just ending our little Australian spotlight and a little spat of swashbuckling hobo releases. And that last one there, Lovely Legs with Broad Daylight from their recent 7-inch, The Danger Men with Executive, Gravel Sandwich with Rock God from their LP, Medicinal Requirements. The Wrong Man with Vindictimized from their 7-inch, and Stink Bugs with The Mountain from their 7-inch as well. All those released on Swashbuckling Hobo, fairly recent Australian punk label, and over the last few months just been kind of churning it out, so doing a little catch up with that label, and doing a little catch up on a few things we missed last year. I'm going to end the show off today with two tracks from a group called Qtinir Pak. At least that's how I think it's pronounced. Qtinirpaak. You try and pronounce that. Two LPs released last year from what appears to be their own label, a Rural Isolation Project. And the group is out of Austin and features a member from Rubble, a group we've played here in the past, and that is a sort of a Butthole Surfers offshoot. I think even Rubble album released on Latino Bugger Veil, the Butthole Surfers, a little label for their own stuff. And anyways, two LPs released from this group last year, and going to hear a track from each, a little heavier, a little sludgier than what we've been playing today, but got to play it sometime soon, I suppose. Anyways, here's Qtinir Pak with Stork from the LP Let's Hang Out, and we're going to follow that up with Bad Ronald from their No Visitors LP, both those released on Rural Isolation Project. Thanks for listening this week, folks, and tune in next Wednesday, 10 a.m., and come to the Astoria on Saturday night for Winter Waste, Music Waste fundraiser featuring 8 bands, 2 stages, Cool, Pups, Tough Age, Industrial Priest, Overcoats, who we heard earlier tonight, God Mode, Game 666, and other Jesus and a few more bands there. Anyways, Astoria, $5 before 10 o'clock. See you then. Thanks for listening, folks.